We are back coming to you live from Door to Pizza, 88th Avenue and Street. It's St. Pete. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by Ape Man Strong and a Staff Zone. So next Saturday, or is it? No, it's next Friday, is the Bare Knuckle. And then next Saturday is Denver, Mike Perry versus Cowboy.
Yeah, yeah. Excited about seeing that fight.
You going to watch either one, or what are you going to do?
I mean,
you got the stream TV. You can watch anything you want.
Yeah, I'll tune it on, but I'm not looking forward to it. I mean, I'll watch it because it's on.
I'm looking forward to Cowboy Perry.
I mean,
I'm looking
really?
Forward to absolutely. I am. A, because it's Mike Perry. It's one of our guys. He's right. Part of the Randy regime. Cowboy is Cowboy. You know, he's coming to fight. It's going to be a good fight. It's going to be a stand up.
Sure.
You're never going to touch the only time anybody's going to touch the ground is when they're knocked unconscious.
Right. No, you know that you're going to get that fight. You know you're going to get that. But as far as like looking forward to it, no, but it'll be entertaining to watch it.
I'm looking forward to it.
Okay.
And again, I'm looking forward to it for a few reasons. One, it's two guys that I enjoy watching. Okay. It's two guys that you don't have to worry about being Alex Gustafsson and turning around and running and turning their back and, you know, like Knucklehead should have done against Lewis. Neither one of those is going to do it.
So this is going to be like a Rock'em Sock'em robot.
Absolutely.
So it's a Bonner-Griffin type matchup.
You really had to bring up Bonner's name?
I just had
to. Are you aware of the situation in Vegas?
The DUI?
Oh, my God. What is up with morons? Can I call Stephen Bonner a moron? I want to.
Just don't do it when he's here.
No, I will.
He may be drunk and knock you out.
What are you doing? And not because you're Stephen Bonner, the fighter.
Just because you're human and you're like putting people's lives at risk.
Exactly.
Like, what a dumb move. And you have money. You're a Hall of Famer.
I don't know about he has money. Well, he is a Hall of Famer.
He's a Hall of Famer.
Yeah, he is a Hall of Famer.
But he was inducted for that one fight.
Right. So technically, in my eyes,
he's not a Hall of Famer.
Stephen Bonner is not a Hall of Famer. Stephen Bonner in that fight against Forrest Griffin is in the Hall of Fame. They put Stephen Bonner in before they put the quote-unquote fight wing.
Right.
You know, which whatever.
Because sure. His record, I think, was like 15-9 overall for his career in the UFC.
They felt that that fight put the UFC over the top. Everybody's tuning in. So, yeah, put the fight in. That's
right. It
fine.
Was legendary. The fight was legendary.
Fitzpatrick's jersey is in the Hall of Fame. Fitzpatrick's not going to the Hall of Fame.
But his the magic costume right. Today for Halloween will probably be the number one costume in Tampa Bay tonight.
It probably will be.
And that will be in the Hall of Fame.
No, it won't.
Come on.
The Halloween Hall of Fame?
The Halloween Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
What would you put in? If you had a Halloween Hall of Fame, what would be the one item you would put in it?
I don't know. I don't know.
Well, you always ask me stupid questions like this. So I'm asking you.
I'm not sure I've ever asked you something that stupid, but.
Oh, like, would it be like Freddy Krueger's like claw or, you know, like, or the mask?
I never saw Freddy Krueger, so I don't know.
Really?
What was it?
His sweater, like his. Nightmare on Elm Street, or what would be your like? What would be your thing? Like, what would be your one item for the Halloween Hall of Fame? Ed, you got a Halloween Hall of Fame?
Something cool.
Did you bring something back from the Dr. Phil show? Maybe we could put that in. You know, Ed was on Dr. Phil.
Did you lay on the couch?
No, I didn't lay on the couch.
You tell him about your problems and.
He told him about his problems. Yeah. He told him about his problems.
Well, what problems did you tell Dr. Phil about?
Go watch the
Go
show.
Go watch it.
Go I watch watched it.
And it's 2 days long.
I know.
How did you pull a two-dayer instead of a one-dayer?
It's funny because I didn't, you know, it went so fast and they had us, you know, in the chairs at 9 o'clock, you know, and there's a red clock like we have in the studio. And we're going back and forth. And every time he'd go to break, he'd say, okay, we're going to take a break and we come back. He breaks like 3 minutes long.
I know.
It was only 30 seconds, you know, and then he'd come back and then they'd put the commercials in there. And I looked down at my watch, and it was 10:30. I'm like, how are they going to fit this into an hour? Are they going to edit a lot of stuff out? And it wound up that they, you know, they called us and said, hey, it's coming out a couple of weeks, and it's 2 days.
Have you ever seen Dr. Phil?
Unfortunately.
Well,
unfortunately.
I mean, I don't like Dr. Phil, but
I sat in that dressing room, I thought, there are a lot of famous butts that sat in this chair.
Yeah, no, for sure.
Because you got your own room.
Yeah, that's cool.
They put your name on the door, you know?
The guy was made by Oprah. I mean, all she did was endorse the dude.
What do you mean? He's made his own chair in that loud?
That's like Steve Wilkos, like from, he's not Jerry Springer.
Hold on a second. I'm gonna explain it to you again.
Okay.
Let's start like we did at the beginning of the show.
Are
you stupid?
Yes.
All right, Kyle Petty. We talked about this. Kyle Petty became a famous NASCAR driver because of his last name.
Sure.
Right?
Right.
And he said that's true. He said, my dad opened doors for me.
Right.
My talent had to keep me there. So, yeah, Oprah helped Dr. Phil.
Gave it to him on a silver platter.
Richard gave it to Kyle on a silver platter.
It's kind of like me. It's like,
I'm giving you the opportunity, and you blow it every single Wednesday. That's the difference.
That's why I'm stupid.
Wilkos, yeah, the door was open because of the mayor of Cincinnati. What's his name?
Jerry Springer.
Jerry Springer. But his talent, his show, his whatever, was able to take it to the next level. Dr. Phil's okay. My only complaint about Dr. Phil, and I watch the show, well, really, my wife does, so I watch it with her, is he literally breaks every 2.5 minutes. The breaks are 3 minutes long, and he goes to break. All right, we're back. When we come back from this break.
Crap. I think when I broke it down, I think the first segment is like 19 minutes, and then it gets shorter from there. So I can see that's
so,
just the
format. So do you feel better?
Well, it didn't work out very well, but they give you 19 minutes to discuss
to
the problem.
To lay it out.
And then there's different things to fix the problem.
When I said we have a celebrity and a legend coming to town, Ed has not only been on Dr. Phil, but he was also on one of those money-winning shows, too. But what was that one called?
What was that?
I don't know.
Let's Make a Deal?
No, it was Let's Ask America.
Yeah, you know, where they had the four people in the corners,
You Skyped in, it was four people, and then they asked you questions, and then for $100, and then for $300, and then the ones who didn't answer the right question, they eventually get knocked out, and then you get down to the end there, and you bankroll so much money, and then you can either bet it all, if you bet it all, and they'll give you 9 times or 7 times the amount, whatever it was, or if you bet it all and you don't get the question right, you don't go home with anything.
Okay.
I vaguely remember Ed walked away with some cash.
Oh, nice.
$47,000.
What?
Yeah.
How about that?
Wow.
Yeah,
how about
highest of the season.
Really?
Yeah. We should
stunk because we filmed. We did the filming in September. It was the day before. It was the day after. It was the day after September 11th because I even said on the show, you know, with the winnings, I'd like to take my family to the 9-1-1 memorial. And we kept waiting and waiting, and I was sweating because it says in the contract that if the show does not air, you don't get paid.
Shut up.
Wow.
And I had this fear that what if tragically something happens and it's all preempted because of a national emergency or whatever, hurricane, whatever. If it does not air, you don't get paid.
Wow.
So, you know, September goes by, October, November, December, and I'm like, hey, what's going on? And finally, one of them called me. I said, listen, we just finished taping for the year, and yours was the highest. So for ratings, we want to hold that till February.
Wow.
So I was sweating it out, and then finally, I think it was like the day before Thanksgiving – not Thanksgiving, but Valentine's Day, it actually aired. So once it was done, it was like, phew.
Good stuff.
You know? Am I the only guy that wants to see Jameis Winston in the cash cab? Just saying. I just want to see how he handles it.
Huh?
No?
I'm lost.
I'm not.
It's just a different show?
Yeah. Have you ever seen Cash Cab?
No. What is that?
It's a cab in New York City, allegedly.
Oh, Cash Cab.
Yeah.
What was he, Jameis?
I just said Cash Cap.
No, I want to see Jameis in a cash cab and just see how he handles himself with all the cameras watching.
But it's in the back seat. It's all good. Has Jameis played his last downs here?
That's hard to say.
Well, that's why I asked.
That's hard to say because there's injury.
Right.
And then Dirk's just not – he's wavering because of his job.
I still say if it's injury, Ryan Griffin plays. I don't think they play
him. You can't do that because at that point, then that's the perfect opportunity to put him in there, sink or swim. And if he does halfway decent, then maybe you've got trade value for the offseason. I can tell you one guy who's going to be trading the offseason. That's Gerald McCoy.
I'm surprised he hasn't already.
And isn't it funny that right now, the two guys that don't have the C on their chest for captain are not playing? And that's Jameis and Gerald McCoy.
Yeah,
yeah.
How about JPP though? You know, I know we talk a lot of fight stuff.
There's
but
a
JPP's...
guy that you brought in here to do exactly what he's doing.
Yeah.
And all we heard from was Gerald's excuse was, they haven't given me any help. I don't have the Warren Sapp next to me. Let me tell you something. You couldn't play with Warren Sapp because he would not play with you.
Oh, no.
He would call you out because you are soft. Sorry.
Yep. Yep.
You're great in the first, second, and part of the third, and then you disappear. Just like you've yet to put an entire season together on the field. It's now intact. It's, what, 9 years now?
Yeah.
He's yet to complete a complete
and
season.
You're not making that up. Because those words have come out of Warren Sapp's mouth.
I can imagine. Those came out during the Pittsburgh game.
Could we trade Winston and Deshaun for Trubisky or Khalil Mack? Let's get Khalil
Mack. Yeah, I'm
Mack
sure that'll work out.
Yeah.
What do you want to trade Deshaun for?
He doesn't want to play anyway. He doesn't want to be here.
That's not what he said.
Yeah, I disagree.
Like I said, there's no proof that he actually came out and said that. I mean, when players want to trade, they come out and say, I want to trade.
Yeah.
Look at Patrick Peterson or the Cardinals. He said it, and then he retracted it. He was kind of like, But this was just a rumor that Deshaun Jackson wanted to be traded.
Oh, so he didn't say it.
Well, we don't know.
We don't know.
Unless you got audio of it. Let me tell you something. I have audio of. Still have it to this day. We could play it one time.
Ooh.
I have the actual audio of Keyshawn Johnson disrespecting John Gruden. And the next day he was deactivated, and then he was eventually cut.
Wow.
In the locker room saying the effing dude doesn't know what the heck he's doing, blah, 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 blah. And I didn't even realize my mic was running, and I got home and I sent it out to a couple guys in the media, and they ran with it.
Wow.
And then it got – because that's just the wrong thing to do.
No, absolutely.
You know, it's the wrong thing to do.
Yeah, I mean, you keep the stuff inside.
Yeah.
You know,
well,
and
not
there
in
was
the locker room.
Issue.
Not in the locker room.
Well, the locker room, everything's locked.
At your house when you're playing pool.
Right.
Then you can say whatever you want to say.
You know, I don't know if I told you this. I don't know if I told one of you guys this before we hit this break. So Monday, the announcement was made that Jameis Winston is not going to start this Sunday. So then after the press conference, after we talked to the coach, then we all walk like, you know, sheep or lamb or whatever to the front, you know, to the side door, and then we go into the locker room. So we start to walk in the locker room, and somebody yells, "Don't come in yet." So we shut the door. And then like 10 seconds, 30 seconds later, the door's open. And Jameis Winston, for the first time I have ever seen, was playing ping pong. Because there's a ping pong table in the locker room. I've never seen him play ping pong. To me, it was like a setup kind of thing. It was like he wanted to show that, you know, he's happy and joyful and we're having a good time playing ping pong.
Sure. I wouldn't doubt that.
It's set up.
A little stage.
Now, the other thing is, and you're the type of guy to do this for us, go into the locker room tomorrow because he's not the starter anymore. We could talk to him anytime now, right?
Right.
Because you only talk to the starter on whatever tomorrow.
Well, quarterbacks are on the podium and stuff
right.
like that.
Right. But so now that he's not, we can go up and talk to him at any time.
And one other thing I want to put to bed is this stupid analogy of, oh, well, we'll get rid of Jameis. Just like all the other quarterbacks we got rid of, they'll go on and win a Super Bowl somewhere else. Listen, I am so tired of hearing that. Just like the other thing that bugs me is the Gruden one with Dungy's team. Okay, listen. Okay, if you the only thing legit with is Doug Williams. But you cannot compare the Culverhouse regime that had Doug Williams and Steve Young with the Glazers. Listen, that – you know,
Ed's Rowell.
Steve Young could be 142 years old right now, and he still wouldn't win under the Culverhouses. You can't compare those two.
The
'02
team wouldn't have won under Culverhouse.
No. And then let's move on. Trent Dilfer. He was so great that after he wins a Super Bowl, they cut him the next year,
right.
And they cut him in the offseason. That's how much you know.
Well, what about your boy Freeman? You guys ruined Freeman and shipped him out.
He
ruined himself.
Really? There's a classic case of getting too much money as a young kid.
That's right.
You know, he just didn't want to work anymore, and he thought, a little recreational stuff is a little bit more suited.
It's okay.
Who was the Hurricane you guys drafted? Didn't you guys draft Tornado or Tornado?
Oh, God, no.
You're talking about Gino Toretta?
Yeah, didn't you guys draft him?
Uh-uh.
Oh, okay.
We had Craig Erickson.
We had Vinny Testaverde.
Craig Erickson was a good quarterback. He was a good quarterback under Sam Weiss.
What about Leif Erickson? He was good.
Who?
See what I deal with every
Leif
Wednesday?
Erickson, who is
He's
that?
He's a singer. He's a singer.
No. You talking about Leif Garrett?
Yeah, Leif Garrett's the singer.
Oh, my God. Come on.
Who's Leif Erickson?
Is it a Viking? Wasn't he like one of those?
Oh, thank God.
That's what we need on defense. We need Vikings.
We're going to hit a break just to shut him up for a couple of minutes. Coming to you live from Torta Pizza here in St. Pete, 88th Avenue and 4th Street. Brought to you by Ape Man Strong and Staffs.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Ape Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all.
If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
Clean Energy Massage and Wellness is dedicated to providing you with the highest quality of care and proud to be the official massage and wellness facility of the 2018 Playership. A clinical deep tissue massage from Clean Energy Massage and Wellness can provide the relief from pain and stress. We tailor each session to you and your needs to provide you the best care possible. Conveniently located at 4255 Henderson Boulevard in Tampa, sports massage, deep tissue, acupuncture, medical massage, and much more. Improve your health today. Call 813-769-9280 or go to CleanEnergyWellness.com and go Bucks!
Ride in luxury. Go to Tampa Limo and Car LLC.com today. Going to the prom, the airport, or that special night on the town, call Tampa Limo and Car at 813-415-4576 and ride in luxury. Tampa Limo and Car has a fleet of sedans, SUVs, vans, minibuses, limos, party buses, and the motor coach. Professionally trained and dressed chauffeurs will handle all of your needs. Going to the Bucks game? Go in style. Book online at TampaLimoAndCarLLC.com today.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxseed millet grain free, and cauliflower crust to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza, that's Tour de Pizza.
It's time to get back in the holiday spirit, and we are very excited to once again be involved with the Ryan Neese Foundation and the 10th annual Power of Giving Holiday Party presented by the DeBartolo Family Foundation on December 6th at T. Pepin's Hospitality Center. You will enjoy delicious food, open bar, games, celebrity guests, and great entertainment while helping to empower teens to become leaders and impact giving in their communities. To purchase your tickets or to get more information on the Ryan Neese Foundation, please go to www.ryanneesefoundation.com. Experience the power of giving and get your tickets today at www.ryanneesefoundation.com.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Yo, this is Platinum Mike Perry. You're listening to Knockout Radio. Make sure you watch me fight the Cowboy November 10th UFC on Fox.
Everybody get up.
Everybody get up. 88th Avenue, 4th Street in St. Pete. What's the special today? Is today early buy it? Buy it early?
There's nothing.
Because it's Halloween?
I'm just hanging on for dear life. There's already so many pre-order timed orders.
Why? Why is Halloween?
Well, okay, so Super Bowl is what everybody thinks is the busiest pizza day. But the reality of it is most people get big groups. They meet at bars. They do big platters from like the delis or what have you. So it's not really big for pizza. Today, everybody's home. It's the middle of the week, so nobody's going to be out drinking and partying tonight because they got to work tomorrow. Kids have school tomorrow.
Unless you're a fighter in Vegas.
Well, right. So tonight is just a very low-key, let's just order food. Let's not cook. Let's not make the house dirty. We'll wait for the trick-or-treaters, have a good time, entertain. So tonight is the busiest night for pizza.
What time do you turn your lights out? You.
Me?
Yeah, you, Matthew. What time do you turn the lights out at your house on Halloween?
Well, I didn't
to scare people away.
I didn't pay my electric bill this month, so they're already out. So when the sun goes down, that's why I'm voting for the daylight savings to just keep it the same time all year round.
Was it true? I read somewhere that there's a state that if you're older than like 14, you can be arrested for trick or treating.
Oh, I think there are some ordinances. I did see in Georgia.
I saw that.
In Georgia, they put the sheriff went around and put in the predators' homes, the registered sex offenders, put a sign that says no trick or treating at this house. And made it like a public awareness thing.
I don't have a problem with that.
Yeah, I don't either.
So, yeah.
I want to know how a predator has a house.
Yeah.
Well, why can't he have a house?
Why? I don't want him to have a house. I want him to live on an island.
Those are called leopards, I think.
I don't care what we call them, but no, I'm okay with that.
Yeah,
but,
so, like,
no, I saw something where like older 12 or older than 14, you can get a ticket for trick-or-treating.
Makes sense.
I'm not saying I'm against it.
Well, what if you're a parent and you're dressed up going with your kids?
That's different. Can't, I mean.
Well, if you lean in there for a little candy because you're hungry.
Yeah, I'm a
you can take your kids candy. I know you do.
I'll tell you what. I was so disappointed when the girls came home with a trunk or treat from the other day because I was like, what happened to the good stuff? Like, these parents are getting cheap on me, man. Like, they put a bunch of crap in there. I was like, there's no, like, Snickers bars. There's no nothing. Nothing good. No Skittles. Nothing.
What do you give? Huh? Skittles isn't good, but what do you get for Halloween?
Pizza.
Do people come here if they come dressed? Do they get free pizza?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no, you come here. I'll bring free pizza for anybody dressed in costume. So
free absolutely. Pizza? Free slice of pizza?
Free slice. Free slice to anybody dressed in costume.
Okay. So if somebody came in dressed as you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Come in dressed as a red mohawk. Naked pizza.
Well,
man.
No, they could just put an 8-man strong hat on and pretend they're you.
Yeah, but they got to get naked.
See what I got to deal with?
I'm just saying. You can't duplicate the naked pizza man clothes.
These are laws against that. If you had a kid come in dressed
there'll
up
be a sign in my front yard when I get home from the sheriff. I'm like,
you're going to get one of those predator signs.
I think there's going to be a sign here at Torta Pizza. No kids allowed in the pizzeria.
You get a ticket. You come here if you're over 14.
There's nothing wrong with that. So tell me why you're not excited about Mike Perry. He just did our liner bringing the show back.
I like Mike Perry.
And you like Cowboy.
I'm just not excited about watching the fight. I mean, I don't know. I mean, yes, I'll watch the fight because I think it's going to be a good fight. But I'm not looking forward to it. It's not like Chuck Tito where I'm actually anticipating, like, oh, man. I'm excited about seeing it on the card. It's a good fight. It's a solid fight.
It's a solid fight.
It could go either way. I mean, you got the veteran and Cerrone.
Which Cowboy shows up.
Yeah, because Cowboy can, you know, be dominant or he can be what Darren Till did to him in Poland. So, I mean, there's two different sides.
Who does Askren fight? Askren fight? Who do you want to see him fight? You want to see him fight for the title right away? Whoever has the title? I'm not even sure who has that title right now.
Yeah, where is the title?
Well, Khabib is indefinitely suspended.
Yep.
He's your champion. Right. Nothing's been happened. He hasn't been fined yet. They still hold his $2 million.
I don't want to see him fight Connor. I don't want to see that fight. I want to see Ferguson.
I think I want to see Ben fight GSP. Because it's two identical, boring fighters.
Okay.
Let them lay on top of each other, roll around WWE style, loser leave town.
All right. Well, loose I mean, the GSP's going GSP's gonna sign tickets. I mean, he's going to sell tickets, so, you know, because of the name, but I don't think that's the fight.
It's not a fight I want to watch.
I think Tony's the best in that division. I think Tony is the champ, and it's just a matter of time before he gets his title.
Well, he's not the champ, but
when he gets the title legitimately, he won't let it go.
I'm okay with that. But again, we have to wait to see what happens with Khabib. How long the suspension's going to be. Is it indefinite? Is it definite? You know, we don't know. And again, it's no big deal because he's not going to fight again until the end of the year or the beginning of the year anyway.
Right.
So these suspensions, they don't mean anything. It's like a pitcher getting a four-game suspension. So he pitched. He doesn't pitch for 3 days anyway.
He's on rotation.
It's ridiculous.
Right.
Sure. It absolutely is ridiculous.
The only person that got screwed by suspension is Jameis. It's cost him his career.
I don't think it did. I think we would have been at the same place.
If Fitzpatrick wasn't lights out for the first three games, setting the NFL record all time for the most, you know,
there is some truth to what you're saying.
Like energizing the fan base, selling merchandise, putting seats in the stands.
He still would have gotten the shot by now. If Jameis would have started week one and done week one, week two, week three, what he did last week and the week before, I still think we'd be at this position.
If we wouldn't have run into Bob Stapp's grizzly bear in Chicago, Fitzpatrick would still be your starting quarterback today. Without Jameis even starting.
You're wrong. Shockingly, you're wrong. I'm so surprised when you're wrong.
Okay.
You're wrong.
So you're saying because of Chicago that's the reason.
I think Chicago derailed the whole thing.
They were coming back to Jameis no matter what.
Exactly.
Jameis was your starter. He's your multi-million dollar
quarterback. Not if Fitz was undefeated in week six.
Well, how do you know he wasn't defeated?
I mean, he was going to beat the Bengals. He only had a quarter and 3 minutes to come back on the Bengals.
Well, that's what I'm saying. But
so he would have beat that.
Yourself.
He would have won that game.
Well, that's what I'm saying. If he wasn't given three full games. He was given 2.5.
Right. Well, I know. Right. Who? Fitz?
Yes.
Welcome to the program.
No, he got four.
Okay, well,
he had three games. He had the bye week.
3.5. Right. Not the bye week. He had 3.5. He got pulled at halftime of the Bears
game.
They were always going to go back to Jameis. Always. no matter what. They were going back to – and again, it's easy to say that because we don't know. We don't know if he would have won the Chicago game. And it would have been a harder decision being 4-0 the bye week. What do you do? If you remember 1972 with the Miami Dolphins and Bob Greasy and Earl Morrill, you know, how that situation played out. Jameis was your starter. Jameis is your face. Jameis is then your future. So, no, I disagree. And what I disagree with something that you said earlier that people are saying, him missing 3 weeks has nothing to do with what he's done lately. It doesn't. He's a professional.
No, I agree.
No, I know you agree. I'm saying I agree with you. You know, and even one step further, not only is he a professional and he's played, blah, 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 blah. He brought in 67 people to simulate games on Sunday. So he was active. He was performing. He was playing. I wonder if he was overthrowing then, too. We don't have any video of that.
Well, there's nobody that's going to hit him in his simulation
games. Right, right.
It's just like, you know, Ryan Griffin looks great in practice because he knows nobody's going to hit him. But, you know, bullets are flying for real. You don't have a vest on. So.
Does anybody beat the Rams? Do the Rams go on and win the Super Bowl?
You know, that's – there's 8 games left and a lot of things happen. They, you know, they stocked up. They got what's he going to face from Jacksonville?
From Jacksonville.
You know, Aqib Talib will be coming back. So
they got a gift in that Green Bay game.
Yeah.
Just a total gift.
Yeah.
Tim Shamrock called that, too. He was like, I think Green Bay is going to take that.
You start seeing – if you start seeing these little holes. They're not dominating anymore. So I don't know who they're playing this week, but Green Bay has now given maybe a little bit of a blueprint to go in and see some of the things that they were doing good. Of course, you got to have Aaron Rodgers to do it. But I think it gives them a little hunt. Thank God that the Bucs are not playing the Rams this year because they may call it at halftime.
if you had the final vote, who is your right now, your NFL MVP? Is it Mahomes or is it Gurley? It can only be one of those two.
I think it's Gurley.
I do,
but
too.
But I think Mahomes is – you know, we've grown up and seen a lot of quarterbacks, and you always say when they're done playing God, there'll never be another Marino and there'll never be another Montana. But to me, when I look at Mahomes, he's a cross between Elway because he's so strong with the ball, and he's able to run too. I would say probably Elway and I'm trying to think of another.
Little Marino, with the arm.
That's what I was thinking.
Like Wilson.
Kind of
like
a gunslinger thing.
Like Russell Wilson.
No, but no, just, we're talking about the arm.
He's got the strength just to fling it. And that one game a couple of weeks ago, he threw left-handed.
Yeah, that was a great,
incredible. Yeah. I know what I'm saying, because they were like, well, I yell at the TV. He threw left-handed, and about two plays later, did he throw left-handed?
It was more a flip. It really wasn't
it was a completed pass.
It was unbelievable. It saved a sack. It you know, gave a first down, I believe. And yeah, it's going to be interesting how these next 2-8 games play out.
Are they going to put Brady in there? I mean,
not for MVP.
Like the Patriots are on fire
right
now. Like
I wouldn't put him above those two.
Brady?
Yeah.
He's coming. He's warming up.
He may win the Super Bowl, but I don't know about the MVP.
Yeah, right now I think it's Gurley and Mahomes probably in that order, but really, really close.
What did you think? And I promise next segment we'll close out. We'll talk some bare knuckle, you know, boxing. We'll talk about Denver, you know, which is next week. New York is this week. But
Frankie Edgar's out of that fight now.
The title fight. What did you think about Gurley stopping at the 2-yard line? Now I disagree with what Martin Gramatica said. But that's just me.
To me, that was brilliant. And that.
Oh, so you agree with Martin?
Yeah. Okay. Well, to me, that's brilliant because that shows there are actually players that are not selfish. He's not worried about his stats, his fantasy, the Vegas odds, or anything like that. He's thinking, I got to get down because we want to win this game. So we don't want Aaron Rodgers to have the ball back. And I guarantee that was probably discussed in the huddle, to stay and not score, even if you're wide open.
Correct me if I'm wrong. But if he would have scored, it still would have taken 2 scores for Green Bay to win. I'm just saying.
Aaron Rodgers could go up there and 1 score.
I understand. And
bam,
onside
touchdown,
kick.
Onside kick, yeah, and another one, bang, they lose
the
game.
But what happened to the old premise of always take points on the board when you get points on the board?
He didn't score.
Yeah. No, he's saying score
but
when
you always
get
score
points.
When you get a chance
I agree with what he did. I thought it was a classy move that he didn't need to score. The game's over. By him going down, the game's over.
Right.
By him scoring, the game's not over.
Right.
Highly unlikely, but it's not over.
The temptation, I mean, to
the know-it-all
not want to run and say, listen, there's nobody there. Go, go, go.
Yeah.
You know, and on the other hand, you got Ty Montgomery, who was told, don't come out of the end zone. And I saw this little flicker. Now, he said, don't come out of the end zone.
That was selfish. I said it to Martin Gramatica Monday night. I don't care. You could have been Deion Sanders. You're still not better than Aaron Rodgers.
Exactly. I mean, they had a plan and you know, was to take a knee and give Aaron.
That's not a good comparison. Deion Sanders was a shutdown. You didn't even throw it outside of the field.
I'm not talking about.
I mean, Deion Sanders.
Deion made this comment the other day, and I forget who was hurdling. Guy in Kansas City, the running back,
Hill?
27.
Hill or
he
Jones.
Hurdled somebody for 2 weeks in a row. And Deion goes, man, if I was on that field, he wouldn't have hurdled me. And I'm like, you're right, because you never would have been there to tackle him.
Yeah, you wouldn't have been there.
You don't tackle running backs.
Yeah. Well, Deion never tackled.
No, but
he was talking defense. I'm talking about him returning. If he was the kick returner, as good as Deion Sanders was, Hall of Famer.
I'll put the ball in his hands before I put it in Aaron Rodgers to win the game.
Absolutely not.
Oh,
what about Devin Hester?
Yeah, Devin Hester, same thing.
I'd rather have it in Aaron Rodgers than Devin Hester.
Yeah, I would too. In that situation, but not Deion.
It's the same thing, because the same thing can happen.
I need 7 points. You're going to either get a kick return for points, or you're going to give Aaron Rodgers the ball at the 20. Which one do you take?
And I have a minute and something with Aaron Rodgers? I'm going to go with Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah.
Now, if you're going to tell me I need the ball at the 30 instead of the 25 or the 40 instead of the 30, then maybe. But you needed to go the length of the field.
Yeah.
So you're going to get 10 extra yards.
That's a good argument, Devin Hester or Aaron Rodgers. Yeah. But because, listen, the problem is Ty Montgomery's no Devin Hester.
True.
So that's why the coach says, listen, you're no Devin Hester, take a knee.
Aaron Rodgers ain't got a nickname like Primetime, so it always got to go to Primetime.
Aaron Rodgers is pretty dang good, though.
But he doesn't have a nickname, so he's not that good.
Well, he had the championship belt. Those are some funny commercials.
Yeah.
No, you got to have
the one with Clay Matthews, you know, and breaking his car and all that. And the dog gets gets all pissed.
The best of the best have nicknames, I'm just saying.
That's not true.
I'm the Naked Pizza Man.
And like I said, just because you have a nickname, sometimes it's not even good. And here's the difference between your nickname and most real people that have nicknames.
Okay.
You can't give yourself a nickname and make it stick. You give yourself a nickname, so it just shows you.
I.e., Doug Martin.
Yeah. Yep.
He called himself the muscle hamster.
Yeah. And then
it never stuck. And nobody could come up with a name for him.
Yeah, but what about the Sean?
Mike Allstar was first called the truck in the first few games of his career.
Okay.
And then the A-Train took over.
What was the Sean? Who was that, the basketball player called himself the Matrix? Gave himself his own nickname.
Wasn't that Kemp?
No, it was played for the Mavericks. Was it? What was that guy's name?
I don't know.
We'll play for Dallas.
So what we're going to do, boys and girls, is we're going to change Matt's nickname from what he gave himself to let's come up with something good. And the worse it is, the better. So come up with a new nickname for Matt McClellan, and I will make him use it on this radio program. Let's go hit our final break of the afternoon. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by Ape Man Strong and Staff Song.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Ape Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are Ape Man Strong.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxseed millet grain-free, and cauliflower crust to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza. That's Tour de Pizza.
Clean Energy Massage and Wellness is dedicated to providing you with the highest quality of care and proud to be the official massage and wellness facility of the 2018 Playership. A clinical deep tissue massage from Clean Energy Massage and Wellness can provide the relief from pain and stress. We tailor each session to you and your needs to provide you the best care possible. Conveniently located at 4255 Henderson Boulevard in Tampa, sports massage, deep tissue, acupuncture, medical massage, and much more. Improve your health today. Call 813-769-9280 or go to clinenergywellness.com and go Bucks!
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ride in luxury. Go to Tampa Limo and Car LLC.com today. Going to the prom, the airport, or that special night on the town, call Tampa Limo and Car at 813-415-4576 and ride in luxury. Tampa Limo and Car has a fleet of sedans, SUVs, vans, minibuses, limos, party buses, and the motor coach. Professionally trained and dressed chauffeurs will handle all of your needs. Going to the Bucks game? Go in style. Book online at TampaLimoAndCarLLC.com today.
The Press Box Sports Emporium is Tampa's favorite place to watch the big game. Known for their chicken wings and the best burgers in town, the Press Box also features a full menu, daily happy hours and specials, and of course a special menu for the kids. Check out the new 12 draft system, or the boxing, or WWE pay-per-view parties. Go to PressBoxSports.com for more information and money-saving coupons. Proudly serving South Tampa for over 20 years, the Press Box Sports Emporium at 222 South El Mabry in Tampa.
Got bills? Looking for work? But nobody is hiring. Staff Zone is. As the leading provider of commercial construction, industrial, and special event staffing throughout the Southeast and Texas, Staff Zone has plenty of work to go around, and they need you now. Don't wait. Go now to www.thestaffzone.com and find a branch closest to you. Work today, get paid today. That's the Staff Zone way.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Yo, Monkey Boy.
Yo, what's up? This is DDP, Diamond Dallas Page, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris. Diamond Dallas Page is going to make you feel the bang.
All right, we are back in a few moments here from Tour de Pizza, 88th Avenue and 4th Street in St. Pete. And unless I hear or see a better nickname, we're going back to the original.
McDummy?
You are McDummy.
I like McDummy.
Well, you are McDummy.
I saw the best Halloween costume yesterday. I was at McDonald's by my house. The guy's wearing like a wise guy, like a mafia gangster old school outfit, but he's like handling the fries. So like I yell out to the manager, I'm like, did you guys do that on purpose? He's like, do what? I like the fries guy. I was like, forget about it, you know? And it was unintentional. He just dressed up like that because he liked the costume, but get it? Wise guy, fries guy.
I think the best one I saw has been circulating on social media is the one that looks like a guy is carrying around a porta potty.
I haven't seen it.
You seen it? The porta potty's made out of cardboard or whatever. And it looks like there's a guy carrying around and there's a guy inside sitting on the crapper. Just reading a newspaper, and what it is the guy is standing straight up, and then the porta potty tilts backwards, so that the fake body is from the waist up, and just a head that rotates looks like a guy, and he's on the back, and his arms are around the porta potty, and the guy that's walking, his upper half is wrapped around a toilet bowl, and it looks like he's sitting.
That's pretty funny.
It's pretty good.
Well, you know what? If they were on ESPN, Wilder would have punched that toilet bowl guy.
You couldn't walk in any place without, you know, banging the thing around. But
anyway,
that fight? Is that fight this weekend? The Wilder fight?
I got to look that up. But yeah, I remember when he punched the mascot on ESPN. He said he didn't know it was a human inside the mascot.
I don't know if you saw that.
Who?
So this professional fighter is at ESPN. His big fight, I think, is this weekend. And the mascot walked by him. So he punched the mascot in the face and broke his nose.
But he said he didn't get hurt.
And then he said, I didn't know there was a real person inside.
He lied.
You think?
He lied.
He walked by you. How are you? Just total ridiculous.
I like to think people are not that stupid.
You would think, December 1st. Have you listened to the show before?
They're fighting.
McDummy's here.
Deontay Wilder versus Tyson Fury will be the biggest draw on December 1st.
So that would be
the Clash for America's heavyweight world title.
Next month. I gotcha. All right, come on, get the cards. Which are we going to talk about first? We have this weekend in New York City with that awesome main event for your heavyweight title. Not a good result, and depending on who you think is going to win, Cormier or Lewis. Weidman's on the card.
Yeah, Chris Weidman is your co-main event against
Jacare,
Ronaldo,
right?
Sosa.
Oh, yep. Sosa.
Sosa.
I can't think of the dude's name, the former champ that Bisping beat. Rockhold got hurt.
Yep. Middleweight is David Branch versus Jared Cannonier.
David Branch, your former two-time champion in another promotion. Decent, been in the UFC before, but whatever.
And your middleweight fight below that will be Carl Robertson versus Jack Marshman. And then the first fight of the main card is Derek Brunson versus Israel Adesanya.
So Branch and those guys are the undercard?
No, they're on the main card, but they're...
Okay.
So I started at the top. I started with the main event, working my way down.
Okay.
But
backwards as usual, but whatever.
That's what I do.
Yeah.
All right. So on the preliminary card, your featherweight fight, Jason Knight versus Jordan Rinaldi. Then your women's flyweight fight below that, Eubanks versus Modafferi. Modafferi.
I love when you read names.
I have no idea. I have no idea how to pronounce that name. Then you got Julio Arce. Versus all these names. I don't know any of these people. The only person I know is Ben Saunders, fighting at the fighting Lyman Good.
I didn't realize Ben was on this card.
Yeah, Ben's on the card on the welterweight. He's on the prelim.
See, if you produced the show properly, you would have told us this weeks ago, and Ben would have been on today.
Well, all right, I'll move into producer.
Yeah.
But that's it. I mean, look, I don't even know why they're having this fight. I mean,
why? Because why not? Because people are going to go
but
there.
But if it's Madison Square, you got to put together like your best lineup, don't you?
Well, they did. They had Diaz Poirier.
Right.
And that was going to sell. Right. And they thought this was going to save the card. Cormier, a jokery. And that's what this is. This title fight is a jokery.
It's a joke. Yeah, that's. I mean, is the UFC losing from all this? Are they losing ground to other promotions?
No.
Because of all this?
No.
No.
Is the NFL give me your five worst NFL teams. So it would be Cleveland, it'd be the Bucks, Baltimore maybe, San Francisco stinks again, Oakland. You give me those five awful NFL teams and have them play against a Canadian Football League team. Have him play against an arena football team.
If Kurt Warner is your quarterback, I think Kurt Warner wins that.
Did I tell you Kurt Warner responded to me?
Yeah, on Twitter.
Did you hear that story?
No.
So I was telling the Buccaneers this earlier today, and they were like, what'd you do? So a couple Thursdays ago, Kurt Warner, who's from the NFL Network, they're in Arizona. It's a Cardinal game. And he's talking about praying for his son or thinking about his son who's going in to have his broken leg, to have surgery on his broken leg at the hospital. But he's on camera doing stuff at the Arizona game on the NFL Network. So then the female host says something about, Kurt, what an awesome father you are. You are just an unbelievably awesome father. And I responded. I go, well, an unbelievably awesome father would be at the hospital where his son is having surgery on his broken leg. So he responded, and I screenshot it just to keep it. But he's like, well, this, well, that, well, this, but thank you for your advice. How do you go to work when your kid's going in? Sir, I understand you're working. You're on the road. You're in New York. Your son breaks his leg the night before. You can't get home in time. I get all that. You're in your hometown. They can put in somebody else for that night for you to be at the hospital for your son going in and having surgery, whether he needs to be there or not.
Yeah.
That's just me.
Well, how old is his son?
I don't care.
not like
well,
he was a bag of groceries.
He's five. Or he's 17. I mean,
I don't think it matters. Now, if his son's 35 and he broke it playing in an NFL game, all right, I maybe get it. What if he's in high school? He's a high school kid and he broke his leg in a high school game.
What if kids said, Dad, I'm fine, go to work?
Yeah, it's not like he's bagging groceries and he can't take the night off.
See, that's him trying to be funny because Kurt Warner bagged groceries back in the day.
Because he's already done that before, been there, done
right,
that.
Right, been there, done that.
So, you want to talk about some bare-knuckle boxing?
Sure.
Yeah, we're going to.
Sean Merriman finally steps
we're
in.
We're going to go out to the, what is it, the World Bare Knuckle Fighting Federation.
Federation. Yeah.
Out in Casper, Wyoming. That's going to take place on Saturday.
No, it's going to be Friday. It's next Friday.
Oh, it is? Oh.
Yes. I'll keep you straight. Next Friday is Bare Knuckle. Next Saturday is Denver.
Oh, okay.
There so go ahead. Give me your card.
All right, so November 9th.
Phil Baroni, Chris Leben.
Yeah, so that is your co-main event. Chris Leben with the Crippler nickname. See, all cool guys got nicknames.
No, all cool guys are given nicknames.
Well, then Phil New York Badass Baroni. You think he gave himself that nickname or he got that name for someone?
You know, I know Phil.
That's a great fight, though.
You go up to Phil and tell him, you know what? That's an awful nickname because he gave it to yourself. Okay. And then you and him will be bare knuckle fighting.
Let's do it. All right.
I'm intrigued by that a little bit.
Yeah, it's a good fight.
I got to be honest.
Yeah, it's a good fight.
It's worth buying the pay-per-view if it's, you know, $19.95, $29.95, as long as it's not ridiculously priced. You know, old school MMA guys are, I think, going to be a little intrigued.
Two veterans going at it. I mean, definitely.
I did forget to call Tito Ortiz today, so we'll put him on next week.
Then your main event is the Irish Brennan Ward versus Johnny Big Rig Hendricks.
A little intrigued by Johnny Hendricks.
Yeah.
You know, we know what he did in the UFC. He's a wrestler, but you don't have to worry. I think these guys are all going to do well. They're fighters. They're going to do well in bare-knuckle fighting because they don't have to worry about takedowns and leg strikes and all this other stuff. So I think Johnny will do fairly well.
I like Johnny. I like the fact
Where's Merriman on this card?
Sean is fighting Mike Bork.
Right, but probably a third.
But his nickname, it says Sean Merriman, NFL star.
In other words, he doesn't have a nickname, even though he does.
What is it?
I think he's like Lights Out or something.
Is that the same San Diego Chargers?
Yeah, San Diego Chargers. Yeah.
You know, and that's the whole big deal that you know, he signed and, you know, not really much competition. But on the same line, we don't know what Sean Merriman can do.
And he's fighting Mike Bork, the Rhino.
Dude, make him do a pee in a cup.
It's all going to be regulated.
Yeah, how many times was he suspended for that?
Yeah.
The Rhino is his opponent, Mike Bork.
Okay. Again, I don't know much about him, but I don't know much about Merriman. We don't know if this guy can fight.
Yeah.
Right, let me ask you, since you're the guy that always likes to throw stupid stuff out, and is it better for bare knuckle fighting? Is it better for the organization for Sean Merriman to win or for him to get the crap kicked out of him?
I think for the sport to grow, I think guys that are true athletes in other sports, it gives them a glimmer of hope. So I think it makes the sport grow if he wins is successful, because we've seen what happens.
But it needs to be a good fight.
So we see what happens with Phil Brooks coming from wrestling over to UFC. That doesn't work well. You know, that hasn't worked well. But Brock Lesnar is the exception of the rule.
There's been quite a few guys. How about all the guys that left the NFL?
Sure.
You know, and have come over to
MMA.
So I think it's rarer for somebody like Phil Brooks / CM Punk to come over and fail than it is for all the guys that have come over and succeeded.
But I think if Sean Merriman can have success in this, because it's only one discipline, it's just bare knuckle and boxing, I think it gives a lot of other athletes an opportunity that may test their skills. And I think the sport can grow that way. If it seems obtainable, like someone actually could achieve it if they dreamed that to be their career or a bucket list item.
But how many NFL guys that have made millions and millions of dollars want to get into a cage, get into a ring, a squared circle, whatever, and throw bare knuckles? It's easy to say I'm a badass.
Sure.
It's not easy to go out and prove you are.
True.
And I think win or lose, you're a badass if you're going to go and fight somebody. Whether Merriman goes out there and doesn't do well at all, CM Punk is a badass.
Sure.
He didn't need to go do all that stuff.
Right.
But he did, just to prove to himself that this is what he wanted to do. So my hat's off to him for at least attempting it. He was awful at it, but at least he did it. A whole lot more than I can say I would ever do.
Sure. No, I think for the sport, I think it's a good thing. And if he gets dominated, I think it just shows how tough, you know, boxing really is on all levels.
All right, go to Denver.
All right.
Well, there's McDummy in the cage.
Hey, look at me making it.
I saw McDummy in the cage.
So since the nickname was given to me, I get to keep that one.
Exactly. Exactly. When somebody gives you a nickname, that's your nickname. So you can't give yourself one, you know, the Million Dollar Man. So you start calling yourself the Million Dollar Man because you want to call yourself that? No.
I would just be like $128.50 dollar, man.
You're a McDummy. We're sticking to that. All right, give me Denver.
I'm looking it up.
Let's listen to you butcher some more names.
My internet's slow.
How many pizzas will you make? I don't want to say sell because more people come in and you end up giving them stuff.
I do.
How many pizzas will go out the door tonight on your busiest night?
Oh, tonight, probably 300. I mean, it's going to be stupid. I hope I have enough of all my staffs here because I'm leaving. I want nothing to do with that.
And the funny thing is,
well,
you're
that's
being
leadership
honest.
Right there. Oh, no. And thanks for coming. I'm leaving.
And here's the thing, Ed. He's being honest. He's out the door.
Oh, I'm done.
He's not staying.
No, I'm a star. I'm a radio personality. I got my own nickname. I was given McDummy today.
Not today. You were given McDummy a while ago.
Sure. But this fight on FS1 is in Denver, Colorado. Takes place on November 10th, Saturday night. Your main event is Chan Soong Yoon.
That would be the Korean zombie.
The Korean zombie versus Yair Rodriguez.
Yeah, because Frankie Edgar got hurt.
Yep. Then your co-main event is Don Cerrone versus Mike Perry.
Both will be on the program next Wednesday.
And follow that up with Raquel Pennington versus Jermaine
Sounds like a third grader at the blackboard.
Read it out. I will not. No, never mind. And then Joseph Benavidez versus Ray Borg.
All right. Not a bad fight right there. Good. Kind of intrigued by that.
Macy Barber versus Hannah Seifers.
What's the first fight of the night? What's his nickname? Something Violent Bob Ross?
Oh, yeah, he's coming. Violent Bob Ross, Luis Pena.
Who will be on this program next week. Well, you know who Bob Ross is, right? Mm-hmm. Do you remember the painter, Bob Ross?
Yep.
I'm going to ask him next week if he even knows who Bob Ross is, because Bob Ross has probably been dead longer than he's been alive.
Sure.
I remember watching him paint the big trees and all that kind of stuff. You would sit there and watch this guy paint.
So, yeah, I mean, yeah, that guy, he was on some good medical stuff back in the day.
Before it was legal.
Yeah, like, man, those shows are classic, though. And then he's fighting Michael Trezano.
Who's been on the show.
Right,
they both have.
And then Ashley Yoder. Todd Yoder's daughter?
She's pretty good.
Is that Todd Yoder's daughter?
No. But Ashley Yoder's pretty good. See what I got to deal with?
You should be impressed. I know who Todd Yoder is.
I am impressed. How did you know who that is?
Because you made a trivia question about it on Facebook. Okay. Like, anybody who can guess who this guy is gets free tickets to the whatever. Okay.
Todd Yoder is a coach with the Redskins.
Yoder or Yoda?
Yoda.
No, that's the Amish thing down in Sarasota. Okay.
Amanda Cooper. So Ashley Yoder versus Amanda Cooper.
That's BL Cooper. DL. What's the Cooper that jumped out of the plane with all the money? DL Cooper.
Oh, yeah. The one that disappeared?
Yeah.
They never
that's
found?
His daughter.
Wow.
Yeah. Nice. God, keep going.
Chase Skelly versus Bobby.
That's Chase Elliott's dad.
Bobby Moffitt.
His dad owns that cancer center over in Tampa.
See, now you're trying to turn the show into like my show. Like, welcome to the basement.
Exactly.
This is where the show stays.
All right, go to your main. We only have 2 minutes left.
There's a bunch of other
jump
ones
back up to the main event. Yep. Who are you taking?
I'm going to take Kim Jong Un. I'm going to take the Korean zombie.
Who are you taking, Ed?
Kim Jong-un?
I don't know. He's a Korean fighter. What other ones are there?
The Korean zombie.
If Dennis Rodman's cool with them, I'm down. Because Dennis and I are cool.
Yeah, but Dennis is, North Korea guy?
The worm.
Right, yes. I think he's South Korea.
Dennis doesn't discriminate. He likes both. He likes both Koreas.
Do you know, you were talking about the tape you have? I have a tape somewhere in my house. Somewhere. The All-Star game in Miami. And we're in the locker room. And Dennis Rodman says to me, you know what's bothering me? If you go out into the audience right now, we're at the All-Star game. We just won the NBA title last year. Go out into the audience and have them ask them to name the Detroit Pistons. They'll be able to name Dennis Johnson and Isaiah Thomas and Bill Laimbeer. And then they're going to say, and that other guy. He goes, I got to do something. I got to change something so people know my name.
That's legendary. Because then he started doing the crazy hair, the tattoos, the lip piercing. Then he married himself. Went and got the hottest chick in the game, Carmen Electra. Put her on his arm. And became the guy who created world peace, ended nuclear threat. I'm going with South Korea all day for the win.
All right, I'll go Rodriguez then. just because. I'm taking Perry no matter what.
Are you really?
Yeah, I am. Perry, I think Perry's on his way up, and I think Donald's on his way down. I think this is a big fight for Mike Perry. You know, the big win, you know, last time as well.
He has to win
this. I think he does need to win this just to continue.
Because he's in he moved out there to dedicate his life to this sport and to show that he can go to the next level. So,
and I think he can.
He has to prove it.
You can't be the best fighter in your gym. You have to just be another fighter in a gym. And that's the case out there with Wing.
Sure. Jackson. I don't really have a favorite. I like both the guys. I like both guys too. I'll go Cerrone just
to be difficult. Which one are you going with, Ed?
Everything.
Yes.
That one.
Okay.
Perfect. I agree.
Hey, I want to thank everybody for tuning in. My fault. I totally forgot to call Tito. We will put Tito Ortiz on next week.
How are you going to forget Tito?
Donald Cerrone will be on next week. Mike Perry will be on next week. Violent Bob Ross will be on next week. And if Tito doesn't kick my butt, I will be on next week.
Shamrock, we forgot.
Oh, well. This is Knockout Radio brought to you by.
Say who wins Bucks Carolina?
I'm going to go.
I'll go Bucks.
I'm going to go Carolina.
This magic is back, baby.
Who are you going?
I'm going to go.
I go Carolina.
I think Jason Light's got one of the little Fitzmagic dolls.
He pokes it. I go reverse psychology. I'm taking Carolina. You know what that means. The Bucks win. This is Knockout Radio brought to you by Ape Man Strong and Staff Zone. See everybody.
Ape Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are Ape Man Strong.
Got bills? Looking for work, but nobody is hiring? Staff Zone is. As the leading provider of commercial construction, industrial, and special event staffing throughout the Southeast and Texas, Staff Zone has plenty of work to go around, and they need you now. Don't wait. Go now to www.thestaffzone.com and find a branch closest to you. Work today, get paid today. That's the Staff Zone way.